chapter number 15. Exodus chapter number 15. You got your Bible. Exodus chapter number 15. And this is when Israel had been delivered by God's power through the Red Sea. Came out on the other side when the enemy had been drowned, sung the song of Moses. And then we find them in the wilderness. First time it's mentioned in the Bible here that they was in the wilderness. And we'll start reading verse number 22 tonight in the book of Exodus chapter 15. The Bible said, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. The people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Well, the Lord will help me just a while tonight. I want to try to preach on God's tree here, or when God showed Moses a tree. Now, I believe tonight in this word of God that these men and these women of Israel was, my friend, expecting more when they got out there in the wilderness. And we a lot of times expect God to do things immediate for us, and we have to wait on God. They went 3 days in the wilderness, and the Bible said they found no water. My friend, there wasn't nothing to drink. And the Bible said here they came to Marah. They could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. And the word Marah means bitter. And we find here that the water was just too bitter to drink. And therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the Bible said the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. I want to say tonight, dear neighbor, that is still that way today. The only, thank God, thing that'll make you sweet is the Lord show you a tree. Now, God's got to show it to you. It can't be seen unless God shows it to you. Hell, I want to say tonight that God's got to show a man the tree. It's the tree of the cross. It's the tree of Calvary. It's the tree that'll make it sweet within your own heart. That men is bitter in sin tonight. Men have a sin problem, and they're bitter tonight. And thank God there's a remedy for sin tonight. There's a remedy for your sin and my sin. And I couldn't get out of sin. I wanted out of sin, but I couldn't get out of sin. God had to show me the way out of sin. God has to show any sinner the way out of sin. And the way out of sin, God is the tree. Amen. The tree tonight, God's word. Men have victory over sin. The Lord, thank God, showed him a tree. Amen. That's right. You'll have to see it like that. There's no other way a man can be saved but by the tree of the cross. Jesus bare himself on a tree. He gave himself for us on a tree. Amen. Ben, I'll tell you tonight, I'm glad God showed me that. And it's not by what I've done, but it's what
He done. Salvation is not in a do, it's in a done deal. I can rest tonight, thank God, in the tree. I can rest tonight, that the work is finished, that there'll be nothing added to it, and there'll be nothing taken away. For when he cried, "It is finished," he finished the work. He done it once and for all. I never had to do it again. For once and for all, he entered the holy place with his own blood that he shed on Calvary's tree. And through Calvary's tree, there's a remedy for every sinner. And I have forgiveness, have salvation, have, thank God, a new life. But it's in the tree. And when they got to them waters, he showed Moses a tree. Up there, friend, and that, Paul said, "I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." And he died for sin once and for all, to take away sin, to make a man new, put a new nature in him. Thank God, the cause of the tree, the action was done on the tree. And brother, I'm telling you this, it was a day that Christ, my friend, gave himself for sinful man, and he done it on the tree. Amen. That's right. So the Lord showed him a tree. Now, tonight, the Lord's got to show you the tree. You can't get saved unless the Lord shows you the tree. There's a day in your life that sin gets too heavy, and sin gets too hard, and sin is a heavy load tonight. You say, "Preacher, I hadn't done that bad." It's not what you've done, it's what you are. And because of what you are, it's because of what you do. And God has got to show you a tree. There's no way a man can. God has to show the man the tree. Hey, friend, when I got saved, it was a divine revelation from God the Holy Ghost that let me know that forgiveness was in the tree. It's in Christ. It's in His blood. It's in His sacrifice. There's a one sacrifice, thank God, that'll take away sin. And it's in the tree. And God had to show me the tree. And God has to show you the tree. Has God ever showed you the tree tonight? You better have seen the tree tonight. He showed him the tree. Amen. Now the tree was the remedy for the bitter water. Amen. There's nothing that could heal the bitter water but the tree. There's nothing that could heal your sinful heart but the tree. There's nothing that could do anything for you tonight but the tree. I tell you, this water was bitter. That's why they called it Mara, because it was bitter. And my friend, the only thing tonight that could take bitterness out of your heart, that could take sin out of your soul, that could take, my friend, all them bitter times, all them sins, everything you ever done, I'm telling you tonight, it's in the tree tonight. Amen. That's right. He showed him the tree. Amen. Then he took the tree and he threw the tree, or cast the tree, into the water. Now let me say this tonight, and this is good. Calvary had to come to you. You couldn't get to it. Calvary had to come to you. The water couldn't get in the tree, but the tree got in the water. I'm telling you, the tree got in your water one day. And when you're lost and undone, hey, the tree got in your water. The water couldn't get to the tree, but the tree got to the water. Amen. That's exactly what happened on the day God saved you. Amen. I tell you, when the tree got in the water, the water got in the tree. Amen. But it's always God coming to you first. There's never been a sinner sought God. He said, "Adam, where art thou?" I recognize he said Adam too. Who was representing us? He didn't say, "Eve, where art thou?" He said, "Adam, where art thou?" God got after the sinner when Adam sinned. But it was always God initiate that Holy Ghost work in your heart. When you got under conviction, it was God that came your way. But I'm telling you this, no sinner ever come to where God's at. God to come where He was, and the tree had to get in the water. I tell you, the water never could have got to the tree. And when the tree got in the water got in the tree. Amen. That's right. That's what made it sweet. The tree's what made the water sweet. And that's what makes you sweet. The tree. There's nothing good about us. Nothing. Not one good thing about us. It's the tree that got in your sinful water. That sweetened up your water and made you sweet. There's nothing good about me tonight. Anything good about me is the Christ of the tree. He's the one that came to me. He's the one that had the remedy for me. He's the one, thank God, that made it whole and made me right and made me sweet and made me right with God. And if God says anything about me that's good, it'll only be because of the tree tonight. Amen. That's right. There's nothing good about any of us but the tree of Calvary. Listen to this. There's nothing you can do to get any better with God. Nothing. You can go in the church, you can be the best man you want to be, but you cannot get any better with God. You're still a bitter water candidate. Amen. That's right. The bitter waters is in your heart because you have never been made whole. You never have had the tree showed you and the tree put in your waters. Hey, do you know what men need tonight? They need the tree. Thank God put in their water. And when Moses took that tree and cut that tree down, the Bible said he cast it into the waters. And the waters were made sweet. I tell you, know how to have a sweet marriage tonight? Thank God, get in the tree. Amen. Throw the tree into your marriage. Put the tree in your marriage. And I tell you, it'll sweeten up your marriage every time. Thank God, you get in the, thank God, with God tonight. And let God help you. Amen. The Holy Ghost come to you and show you the tree. And put the tree in your water. I tell you, it'll sweeten up your marriage tonight. Amen. That's right. Sweeten up your home tonight. That's right. Sweeten up your attitude tonight. You come in, thank God, sometimes them old bitter attitudes. Amen. That's right. You need to get to the tree. Amen. Or can I say the tree needs to get to you? Amen. You know where unity comes from? The tree. You know where common ground comes from? The tree. I mean, I love you, brother, and I love you, brother, and I love all you, brother, but I'm telling you what, we'd never have no love for one another had it not been for the tree. I mean, everybody meets on that common ground. Everybody meets on that way that the tree came to me. Boy, that strikes me tonight. I know that God came where I was at. Calvary come to me. I couldn't come to Him if He come to me. I was unable. I was like that man in that pit that couldn't get out unless the Lord got me out. And that's why the tree came to the water. Amen. That's why we got common ground tonight. We're talking the same language. Every Israelite drank the same water. Amen. Never one of them couldn't drink it because it was so bitter. And I'm telling you, bitterness, amen, it'll defile many people. And when you get bitter in your heart, oh, people in God, it'll defile you, it'll defile other people. That's why the tree tonight is the answer. Amen. That's right. That's the answer. Every Israelite had to drink of that water. You know what made it sweet for them? The tree. You know what it makes sweet tonight for this church? The tree of Calvary. The tree of Christ. The old rugged cross. Thank God where sin was paid for once and for all. And you know what we preach tonight? We preach a gospel. We preach a gospel that can't be understood unless it's shown to the sinner what the gospel means. You know the gospel is a mystery tonight. that can only be revealed by the Spirit. And the Spirit has to be present to reveal the mystery of the gospel. He said the gospel be hid as hid to them that are lost. And lost people come in the church. And friend tonight, we're not here to pass our agenda. We're not here to politic about what we believe. We're here tonight to magnify, thank God, the Christ of the tree. Because He's the only one that can make the church sweet. He's the only one that can edify His own body. He's the only one that can reach sinners. He's the only one that can give you some sweetness in your heart. Thank God, it'll make you a different man. And they'll say, I used to remember that man. He'd cuss and fuss. He'd talk the way he ought not to talk. But that day that the tree got into my water, it changed me and made me sweet. Amen. That's right. The water's sweet tonight. You know why? Because Jesus is sweet. That's right. Praise God. He's sweet tonight. Amen. That's right. He made your water sweet because He got in your water. Sin's a terrible, bitter thing. You go out of here tonight and get into sin, it'll be bitter. Never tastes good. It leaves an aftertaste. That's right. It always does. It leaves an aftertaste. That's right. You go get in sin tonight, it'll leave an aftertaste, and you'll leave and it'll be bitter. I'm glad there is forgiveness tonight in grace, aren't you? I'm glad God forgives men no matter after they're saved and they do things they ought not do and they get a bad taste in their mouth. I'm glad God can change that. I'm glad God can forgive them. I'm glad God can have mercy on us. But it's all in the tree, I'm telling you that. If Jesus had not died, there wouldn't be no forgiveness. There'd be no mercy tonight. There'd be no way. I'm telling you this. Thank God, the first thing you need to see tonight, that's what God shows you. And God showed you a tree. And God showed you it was Christ. And God showed you there wasn't no other way. And you'll have to come to Calvary for your past and your sins. That's right. Hey, the water is bitter tonight. The world's waters are bitter. Republican and Democrat water is bitter. God help us. I'm not looking for Washington, thank God I'm looking to Jesus. They ain't never healed me, praise God. I won't hit this while I'm at it, and I'll go ahead and go on, hit it and go. I can't believe people vote on money instead of morals.
That's right,
Peter. It's a sad thing when people say, well, they'll put more money. I'm not worried about money. I'm worried about morals. I'd rather have a clean country than a rich country, wouldn't you? I tell you, possessions about to kill us tonight, and we need the tree, don't we? I mean, we need, thank God, the Calvary tree to get in the bitter waters of this country and change the course it's going. It won't happen because the Bible said in the last days, a perilous times is going to come. It's still possible, thank God, the Calvary tree can get to sinners' hearts. But the course of America is a reprobate course. And probably you're not going to ever see it. Get in America. We're looking for His coming. That's the way out of this thing. And when He comes, it'll be all right. Amen. That's right. We're not looking, my friend, tonight. Thank God for a great reformation in this country. We're looking for a resurrection. We're looking for a rapture. We're looking for His coming. We're looking for the one that hung on a tree. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. All these fellows talk about having revival. Well, I believe in personal revival, church revival, local revival. Could be some family revival, community revival. But there's not going to be no national revival. There's not going to be. You say, can God do it? He can. According to what I read in the Word of God, He said in the latter days, it's lukewarmness. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Perilous times are here. That don't defeat me. I thank God He showed me the tree. Amen. That's right. No matter what generation you live in, you're here for the purpose of God in His time. And He showed me a tree. Amen. I tell you what, I'll be the happiest people on earth. Thank God we got the truth tonight. He showed you the tree one day. He showed you, thank God, where the remedy was for your bitter sin in your heart. And brother, the tree came to where you was at. Amen. That's right. Through the gospel. You can't preach the gospel and leave Jesus Christ out. He is the gospel. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is the gospel. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God He did die, buried, rose again the third day. And He rose again for our justification. That He might justify guilty sinners before our Heavenly Father. Thank God that He might have, that we might be His in the by and by. Because He gave His life on a tree for me and you. And that's the mark tonight. The blood that was shed on the Calvary's tree. That's what, my friend, we have eternal redemption in. And God said, it's by the blood of the tree. Amen. That's right. Where's that at? Colossians 1:20. By the blood of the cross. That's what He said. Thank God. You can't read this Bible tonight without looking to Christ. He is the Bible. He is the Word. He's in every verse. Amen. Every verse. Thank God. It's a love life with Christ. It's a relationship with Christ. It's not a form and ritual. It's not something we just go through and call it religion. Thank God. It is a personal union. It's an active union. It's a personal way. It's through the Son of God. It's through Christ. And a man will have to come that way. That's right. Thank God. I don't have a dead God. I have a living Lord. Amen. Thank God in the resurrection. That's right. She didn't even know who He was. He hadn't finished His eternal redemption work because He hadn't went back to heaven yet with His blood. That's mercy and grace, isn't it? He stopped off, thank God, before He went back and talked to a woman that had seven devils at one time. Praise God. That's good, isn't it? That woman had seven devils at one time. And before Jesus went back to heaven with His own blood, He stopped off and talked to her. Amen. He said, He called her Mary. And she said, Rabboni, which being interpreted means Master. Amen. That's right. She saw who He was by His own voice. Amen. She didn't know. She thought He was a gardener by her own vision. But it was the voice that got her. Thank God. When He said Mary, she said, ain't nobody call me Mary like He called me Mary. And she knew it was Him. And brother, He said, don't touch me. I hadn't ascended to God the Father yet. But I'm going back to my God and your God. I bought you what I'm taking back. I'm thinking about the blood of Calvary. I tell you, I make you. Thank God, you sweet. I used to live in sin. But this blood I shed, thank God, has cleansed you and made you sweet. And I'm going back and I'll be back to see you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I tell you what made her sweet. It was the blood of the Lamb. It was Calvary's cross. He showed me a tree. Well, I'm glad. Thank God. You know where the answer is tonight? The tree. We're crucified unto sin. We're crucified unto the world. That's right, brother. When He died on Calvary, He was crucified. Thank God for sin once and for all. And God showed me a tree. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you tonight. The answer for your bitterness. The answer for your sin tonight is the tree. That's where it's at. Well, we know a lot of people are sinners, don't we? Right. Oh yeah. That's right. Hope. That's right. We know people tonight never have been made sweet. That's right. Amen. I tell you what, I couldn't get along with you if I hadn't been made sweet. I wouldn't even want to be around you. Amen. I wouldn't be here tonight. If Calvary's tree hadn't gotten my water. Amen. And that water, thank God, was made sweet. When Calvary's tree got in it, it made me some new water. It didn't taste the same. And I'll tell you this, till you get saved, that old sin you used to partake of, this don't taste good no more. Amen. Don't taste good no more. It's bitter. It's bitter. It's bitter. If a man can love sin or not, he never has been made sweet. He never has been. Sin's bitter to him. Amen, friend. Hey, God makes the water sweet. It'll get sweet in your heart. That's right. Sweet as the Lord. Sweet as the Lord. Thank God He showed me a tree. That's right. Boy, I like that idea, buddy. I like that thought. That tree had to come to where the water was. And that tree got in the water. Amen. The water got in the tree. And the water changed. The tree didn't. Amen. It's still the same tonight, brother.
It's still getting in the hearts of sinners, and it'll still change sinners that'll come to Him. Amen. It still will. Thank God. I tell you, you say, preacher, you believe the Holy Ghost can take the tree to people while you're preaching? Sure He does. He can take it to you tonight while I'm preaching. Thank God. You don't have to come to the altar to get saved. It's a good place. But I tell you, the tree ever get in you, amen, you'll confess Him before you ever get to an altar. In fact, Christ is our altar. It's not made with hands of men. Jesus is our altar. He's everything tonight. Everything we have is in Him. In Him all things consist. He showed me a tree. Amen. That's right. Thank God for Calvary's tree. That's right. You know, I was thinking about this thing too, and I'm through. You know, all these people want counsel today. I think there's safety in a multitude of counselors. And we talk to a lot of men every week that need help. But my answer is your answer isn't going to help them if God don't show them a tree. And I'm going to tell you what, we need to preach to them about the tree. And we need to tell them about the tree. Because that's where He hung for them. That they might be made free. And I'm going to tell you what, they'll leave a whole lot better and not bitter if the tree ever gets in their water. I'm glad He showed me the tree. And I'm glad He still shows me the tree. And I'm glad He still shows sinners the tree. And when He showed Moses the tree, and I'm going to tell you this, the law couldn't make the water any better. Moses was the law man. But the law had to submit to the tree. Because he fulfilled the law. It was a tree that got, thank God, you out of the bitter place of sin. Law couldn't do it. Moses couldn't go stick his hand in it and say, be healed. He had to show him a tree, and that tree had to get in the water. That tree's a picture of Calvary, and that tree's a picture of the grace of God in Calvary for every sinner that has ever made contact with. Hey, listen, if that tree ever makes contact with a sinner's heart, I'll tell you what, they'll be made sweet. I guarantee you that. So I tell you tonight, praise God, we need to preach Christ and Him crucified. And we need to tell sinners tonight, thank God there's hope in the tree of the cross. Amen. And He'll make you whole. He'll make you better. Amen. He'll only make you He'll make you whole. He'll make you better. Amen. You won't have no bitterness no more. Thank God for that. I'm glad He showed me the tree. 28 years ago, I seen it. And I never seen it till the Lord showed it to me. There wasn't Israel. I said, hey, Moses, look at that tree. No. The Lord showed him that tree. I'll tell you, that day I got saved, that old man of God told me I had to be born again. I'll tell you what, the Lord showed me that tree. And I found out there was remedy for sin in that tree. And that's the only remedy a man can have for sin. Mine and yours is in the tree. Not water baptism, but in the tree. Thank God. I'm glad I'm whole, healed. He healed the waters. You know what? Amazing when Naomi come back from Moab, what did he tell them to call her? Mara. You know why? Because he said, she said, I'm bitter. God has dealt with me bitterly. That's what she said. So because God has dealt with me bitterly, call me Mara. You know what the word in the name Naomi means? It means pleasant. You know, I don't ever find one time they called her Mara. They called her pleasant, Naomi. That's right. You know why? Because the tree. That's right. It took away sin. What's it wrong? It'll make you sweet tonight. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God.